Buzzcast, Buzzcast. Buzzcast, Buzzcast. Hello and welcome to the Mix 07 Buzzcast, a series of podcasts with the speakers and staff that are bringing you this year's edition of the 72-hour conversation known as Mix, Microsoft's annual gathering of web designers, developers, and business decision makers who make their living on the forefront of the consumer web. All right, today on the Buzzcast, I'm joined by Aaron Marcus, who's president and founder of Aaron Marcus & Associates. How you doing today, Aaron?
Hi, Michael. Thanks very much for the opportunity to talk with you.
Oh, absolutely. So you're going to be doing a panel discussion at Mix. What are you going to be talking about?
Well, we're talking about a subject that's probably of interest to almost everyone, culture. It permeates the news these days, and we're going to be talking about how that affects design, business, and development of products and services.
And what exactly do you mean by culture?
Well, that's a very good question. I don't mean just going to the opera. I mean...
Well, Mark Cantor could probably do a little opera for you if you wanted.
I mean all the values, the rituals, the signs, the heroes and heroines that permeate a particular country or nation or group of people and define a kind of culture. We speak of corporate cultures, but of course there are national and ethnic and religious cultures as well.
And those things have an impact on how you build successful websites and so forth?
They absolutely do. But a lot of people don't appreciate the differences. They notice that there's something going on, but they can't quite put their finger on it. What we're going to try to do is begin to introduce some of the concepts that are important for people to understand and to make sure that they go away with some action items for what they could do to make things better.
Well, that sounds really interesting. So you already mentioned that pretty much everybody can benefit from this. In terms of culture, I assume it must run the gamut from everything such as checking out to make sure your brand names don't mean something else in another language.
Oh, my goodness.
The Chevy Nova being the...
It certainly does. People got into embarrassing situations where their names happened to mean strange things in other languages. Or the characters mean strange things. People have discovered that humor doesn't translate all that easily into different cultures. Recently, you know, the famous Apple-Microsoft advertisements mm-hmm. that Apple put out had to be changed because people in Japan just didn't get the humor.
Oh, really? I wasn't aware of that. Yeah, I'm sure that that's all over the place, and you know, the old classic of how the Chevy Nova didn't sell too well in Mexico. So
that is a classic example. But there are many others, and it goes much deeper than just the brand name or just a particular image to use or not to use. It affects the general concepts or ideas that are communicated. Even different cultures have different approaches to what we would call information architecture or mental models and navigation, how people move through information, what they prefer to see first, how much detail, what kind of colors and layout, etc., are appropriate. All of these affect products and services, making them easier or harder to use and to understand and to enjoy.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like a wide-ranging field of many things people should be thinking about that they probably aren't thinking about.
Well, we're going to try to introduce the concepts of culture models and give people some references, some ideas of where they can go for further study. And this is really just the tip of the iceberg of introducing this topic.
All right. Well, that sounds really interesting. All right. I'll see you in Las Vegas.
Look forward to it. Bye-bye.
And that's it for this edition of the Buzzcast leading up to Mix 07, April 30th through May 2nd at the beautiful Venetian Hotel in Las Vegas. Surf on over to visitmix.com to register. You don't want to miss it. This is Michael Lehman saying, I'll see you in Las Vegas.